Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. The Bachelorette, Season 20, Episode 1 and 2, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
How on earth did we get here to The Bachelorette? That's the real question. I've been asking myself this all afternoon and yesterday. Because, you know, I feel like we're about to switch roles here. Seriously, because, you know, for those new to the show and for those who've been here, let's just remind you. Tell at one point in time made a deal with the devil, said he would never again watch reality TV until they had a Black Bachelor. Well, of course, he figured they would never have a Black Bachelor, right? Pandemic hits. ABC says, give the black guy a shot. Enter Matt James. So he's stuck watching the show. Me being a good friend that I am, I suffered through that season with him too. Okay. And in return, him being the good friend that he is, he reluctantly watched one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, which he's secretly really likes right now. Right. Well, here we are now. You asked for it. We're back. The Bachelorette, the Black Bachelorette. So here we are this season.
This is how we got here, because somebody put into the thing, what shows would y'all want us to do? And then we had one of our awesome subscribers like, well, you know, y'all talk about the Black Bachelor. There's a Black Bachelorette. You should do that one. Then I get a phone call and he's like, hey, we should do the Bachelorette. And I'm just like, fine.
Hey, it was that or Ready to Love.
Yeah, I'll take the regardless of what nephew Tommy says, and if he wants to come on here, I'll debate with him in a heartbeat of why I will never do Ready to Love again. So I will do The Bachelorette.
Well, we're playing catch up, and you know what? I'm already regretting it. I see why I never really watched The Bachelor before, why I've never watched The Bachelorette. So this is my first time watching this, first experience. And you know what? We get to meet Charity, right? And meeting Charity, you know, she's... This is the thing. When I saw her say this, and all I could see was Terrell's eyes rolling when she says she's glad she gets to show little girls that look like her that they can be in this position too. See, he just did it.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wants, their little girls to go onto a show with 25 guys you're going to make out with. That's every parent's vision for their young daughters. You know, I think, you know, I like Charity. She seems to be like a really great person. You know, I saw parts of clips when she was on Zach's season. I don't really watch the show, but there's some reason I saw some clips. Mm-hmm. You know, cheerleader, went to Auburn, was in a 6-year relationship. There's a lot of cheating. And so I guess she was doing a whole lot of forgiving. Seems like her family.
She never said he did the cheating, though. She just said there was a whole lot of cheating.
Yeah, I think it was him. I don't think it was her.
We're going to assume that, but go ahead.
Yeah, we can assume that, but it seems like she comes from a pretty good, you know, background, good family. So who knows? It's so weird to watch this show, mm-hmm. because I couldn't be on this.
Right.
I could do The Bachelor, but I could never be on The Bachelorette because I don't want to watch everybody going after the person I'm trying to go after, and I don't want to compete.
Right. Me neither. At least not like that. I don't want to compete in the same house. Got to see you every day. And we're competing for the same, you know, same girl. We're not R. Kelly and who was that? was it Nick Cannon? The same girl. Now, I will say with her and her family, I like that the whole family was there. And, you know, because she's really close to her brother, Nehemiah. She had a sister. What's her name? Amayaka. Her brother, David. Her mom, Vicky. And her dad, David. And I like the fact that they were all there and all speaking nicely and kindly about all of this. Right. Then we get to meet the guys. Who stood out to you? Because as they're rolling out, each guy tried to stand out in different ways. And first one out was Aaron B., a.k.a. Aaron. Which is that wonderful joke from Key and Peele. But did you pick up on the fact that it was a two-headed coin at first?
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's no way that you're going to make them say, I'm sure that's a two-headed coin.
Right.
You know, which, again, a great thing to do to stand out, because I think that's what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. You really have 10 seconds, right? You think as a recruiter, you have like 2 seconds to impress me with your resume. Here, you got about 10 seconds. When time you get out the vehicle, walk up and say whatever you have, and then mm-hmm. get into the house. So there were a few that stuck out to me. I thought I liked Joey. mainly because of the deal he did with the flowers. I didn't know that right. about Hawaii. And I said, oh, that's pretty cool. And then Xavier, just you don't see a lot of black science nerds. Right. And I love that about him and his passion for taking care of his family.
And
that
why. Yes.
Me, and for why, it's because of his mom having an autoimmune disorder. But what tripped me out is when he said he knits and plays ukulele. How many brothers you know is like, hey, man, I can't hang tonight. I got my knitting group coming over. We're making scarves. I was like, you go ahead on. I respect that.
He's like, look, I'm going to stand out. But he says knitting. She's like. if I show us, I'll knit her a scarf and I'm in there.
But I mean, hey, there's again, you don't see a lot of people doing stuff like that. That's, you know, a lot of black men. So I thought, good for you.
I love it. I love it. Love
Braden
to see the diversity.
Broke out the shots. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always a smart move. Come out with a tray of shots.
I like the fact the way he did it though. You know, he had it covered. It was like, because the way Braden did it, he came off smooth with it. Had it covered. He was like, well, I'm a traveling nurse, and you know, you got to make sure you have your shots. But then he wasn't ready for the shot. What the hell kind of nurse brings out a shot is not ready for it?
You can't come bring out the shots and then make the face when you take it. You can't make, you got to take that stuff like a G. Just be like, make eye contact. She says, you got to suck your lime? I don't need the lime.
She should have sent him back to the car.
You sit in the back seat. Put your seatbelt on. Now, he did mention the fact that he's been cheated on, too. Mm. And so I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting to see. Mm. Do they trauma bond?
Right.
Quickly, I thought Taylor coming out, you recording the selfie to say, hey, kids, mm-hmm. I'm meeting your mom for the first time. I'm like, that's freaking creative.
Yeah, I like that, too.
The fortune cookie from John.
I thought that was pretty cool, too. And he's like, give me something that's half Chinese, half American, like me. I'm half Chinese, half American. And then she opens it and it has his name in it, you know?
Yeah, I was like, that is so smooth. But we got to talk about creepy Spencer.
But here's the thing about Spencer, though. Spencer's the only guy that got out of the limousine and acknowledged the chauffeur holding the door. He got out. He said, thank you. And then that was the last good thing he said. Because after that, what the hell?
Ooh, crash and burn, Mav. Crash and burn. That was terrible. Just his whole, everything about him. I'm like, girl, you don't hug him. He's probably like grabbed a little bit of her hair and put it in his pocket.
I will say this too, though. You know, I'm always hard on people who do boxing workouts on reality TV because nobody ever looks good throwing punches. Doughton, as tall as he is, I almost expected him to say he was an MMA fighter. He was throwing some good punches. Like, they look good.
They can fight in Nigeria.
Well, the extra guy showed up and Jesse said, it's somebody you know. Turns out, it's her best friend, her brother, Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm. Which, great. I thought that was great to have that support for her. You can see how close they are. So I really like him, and I'm curious to see what his opinions are going to be throughout the show, because I'm sure this is not the last that we've seen of Nehemiah.
You know what the funny thing is? When he shows up, the first thing I said was, well, actually, when they first introduced him, right? One of the first notes I made was, Nehemiah is her brother and best friend, and we'll probably see more of him this season. I didn't know it would be this quickly. But here we are. Yeah. We get to see him. And before we get into the house and get to where Charity, you know, gets some more one-on-one time with some of the guys, a couple of things here. Because Shireen says, what is happening? Terrell is watching another Bachelor / Bachelorette show?
I'm not happy about it. I'm just doing it. But I'm not happy about it. That's what's happening.
And Zero Brie Roll says, Charity joined the white sorority, so she got some difference about her, too. I'm sure. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole season kind of plays out. But, you know, here's the thing about it. You can't go on the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, right, and not have a diverse group of people. Because even before, one of the things that we had the issue, well, you had issues with the Bachelor before. They'd have, you know, black women on there, but they were all out the first day or second day. You know, first small ceremony. All right. Sorry, didn't get enough time with you. But
yeah.
So If in reverse, you've still got to have a lot of diversity and so you got to be open to these things as well. So, I mean, it's 2023, right?
And they're all picking guys who are open to you know, I think there's a vetting process, so they're open to dating someone of some other race. It's not like, you know, Donald Trump Jr. Yeah, I'll date anybody. No, you won't. Come on now. No, you
won't. Oh my God. Look, Charity goes inside the house, right? She gets to meet one on one with some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these guys start out, some of them are just kind of like, eh. But James, what'd you think of, you know, he broke out the box that his parents sent for them. What'd you think of that?
Well, I think it's great TV because he's like, oh, I had no idea she put that note in there. I'm like, really, James? Yeah, there's no way I would go on this experience. Mm-hmm. And my mom sent a box and say, hey, this is for so-and-so when you meet her. And I'm not going to look into it.
Right.
So I'm just like, sure, you didn't know. So it was great acting that he did, but I thought it was sweet and nice. But what I liked about it is, yes, he's an attorney, but he grew up working on a farm, on an apple orchard. And other, so it's just great to hear some people that, you know, worked with their hands most of their life and then grew and got educated and became these type of positions. So he has a great backstory. Let's just see how long he lasts.
You just got to make sure they don't lose the farm, that's all.
Yeah, don't bet it. Don't bet the farm.
Now, Xavier... Well, he sat down with her. He said all the right things, and he got the first kiss. But did you notice that she made the move?
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, I think that's – I would have done the same. Mm-hmm. You know, on the first interaction, I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm terrible, Scorpio. You know, I'm just not going to – I'm not going to do that because on any first date I've ever done, I just don't automatically go for it.
Right.
Because you just want to make sure that they're okay. And you got to figure this is a show. Mm. She's the focal point of it. So I don't blame him for not initiating the first kiss. Mm-hmm. Now, after that, to me, you have the green light every time. Y'all have one-on-one.
from this point on.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a point where all the guys are back in there and they just kind of... they kind of talk about all the guys are getting together, like all of us are not going to get some time together. She walks in where everyone is, and all of a sudden it became a frat house.
Yeah. It was just a big game of Charity, Charity, look what I can do. Look at me. I can do a flip. Oh, well, Charity, I can do a flip too. You know, I was just like, y'all.
Watch me body slam this guy.
Let me show you how I'm strong like bull, Charity. Look at me. And I get it. Yeah, that first impression rose. That's what makes this show just kind of cheesy. You're doing a lot of stuff because you want to get the rose. But what was weird to me is that everyone, you know, as soon as what's the name started flipping, what's that guy's name? As soon as he first came out, Chris, he started doing all those flips. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Not looking for an act. She's looking for love.
Yeah. It was cool when he did it when he first met her, but then he goes and as soon as she walks in, hey, Charity, look at this. And then he jumps up on the ledge. I'm like, okay.
So like that makes her moist. Like she's like, she was a cheerleader. She's seen flips.
Yes.
She's seen a lot of things. Like that's not impressive to her.
The only thing you told her is that if a mouse comes along, you can get up there faster. That's all you showed her. Yes, Zero. It got real primal real quick. You know, So they get past all of that, right? She goes back on some more one-on-ones. And Spencer, your favorite guy, goes to tell her that he has a son. First of all, Spencer has a son?
Yeah. You know? surprisingly, but yeah, apparently he has a kid. He's not a virgin. He's just an odd duck. I don't know. He's a weird dude. You know, his whole mannerism, just something about him seems like he's off. It's almost you think maybe he's like on the spectrum slightly, just the way that he tries to communicate. He just seems off.
Yeah, if you spell spectrum, P-S-Y-C-H-O.
Well, he could be crazy. I mean, here's that's what's so weird about him. Like, we have no idea, but yet none of us would be surprised if we saw him on the news because we found a body in the trunk. You'd be like, that's what it is. That's and it's like, there's every reality show, there's always one where we're like, who is the killer?
It was a murder mystery. He's the first suspect. First, last, and only suspect. Aaron B now, he decides, apparently Aaron B stands for R&B. Because he broke out the keyboard speaks her love language. He doesn't sing to her. He just speaks it, you know, about bubble baths and foot rubs.
And well, so here's what he did. I'm self-taught.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, you taught yourself? He goes, no, I just did that. I just started. So he's just there just hitting buttons, just pressing keys just to see what it would do and then just trying to come up with some words. But it still worked out. And I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
That's some good game. And then he hit her again with the coin flip. Heads, he gets a kiss. And I was like, definitely a double-sided coin.
Oh, yeah. And I'm shocked that she didn't figure that out immediately because it was just so obvious. And he's like, all right. Heads, I get a kiss. Like, okay, here we go with this trick. This is going to get old really fast, right? And then Brayden gets out there. He gets a kiss. And then he couldn't stop talking about it.
Why would you come out just talking so much about that? You know, it's great. You got a kiss. And when they all see the show, they're going to see it. Mm-hmm. We'll just keep going, oh, my God. Oh, and let's say he was smitten, right? Mm-hmm. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Still, shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. Calm down, but is this your first kiss? You remember your first kiss? Remember your first time getting the second base? You just couldn't wait to tell. We were kids, right? Mm-hmm. That's what he seemed like. He seemed like a pubescent teenager that finally got to second base for the first time and can't wait to tell everybody.
You know, somebody mentioned in the comments of the Married at First Sight, Where Are They Now? When we said we were going to do The Bachelorette, said, because, of course, two episodes had already gone. I said, well, she's kissing everybody. I was like, it can't be that bad. Then I saw this. I'm like, and it's not like she just gave him a kiss. I mean, she was tonguing these dudes down. And it got kind of uncomfortable. I'm sorry. It was just like I felt bad for the third and fourth guy. I was like, because you're catching all the back slobber. You know about backwash? You're catching all the back slobber. Are you kidding me?
He's in there kissing and be like, wait a minute, I wasn't eating wings. Oh, that was Brayden. Brayden had the wings earlier. That's some, I think he had the teriyaki. Give me another kiss? Yeah, he had teriyaki. I remember seeing that now. So here's my, because I remember that comment. And so as I'm watching, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's tonguing everybody. But no different than when it's The Bachelor. And so I'm like, I don't judge The Bachelor for doing it. I'm not going to judge The Bachelorette for kissing. You kiss as many people as you want. I'm judging the dudes because I know it's probably happening. Yeah. But why did all of them watch it?
Yes.
And that's what I couldn't watch it. And then they'd be like, hey, Terrell, Charity's ready for you now. I'd be like, no, she's going to need some ginger, palate cleanser, something. Someone else that you're not going to kiss. Go drink some water. Take a shot of whiskey. Clean that out.
That's the part that it just didn't sit. From the guy's perspective, that didn't sit well for me. Because, yeah,
I get it. I totally get it. But I just feel like I can't have the double standard to be like, well, it's The Bachelor. And so these ladies signed up for this show. Well, mm-hmm. It's The Bachelorette. And she has the exact same right to do what the Bachelors do. And she can make out with all 25 if she wants to. I'm not judging her for it.
Indeed. If she decides to sleep with the finalist, fine. It's her prerogative. I'm just saying, as the guy, so you know, you just watched her tongue down somebody else. And you go, well, you know what? Let me see if I can top that. No, I'm good.
Look at his technique. He's not even holding her head. So I'm going to come when it's my turn. I'm going to do this. Do a little tilt.
Somebody should have come with a mouthwash.
And I'm sure they probably, I would hope that the producers, have her little, because notice that her lipstick is always perfect every time she meets the new guy. So I'm betting that she does a little touch up, you know, in between each person.
Does a touch-up include mouthwash and a brushing the teeth and getting all that other saliva out? No, I doubt it.
You can do it. You can do a shot of vodka, wish it around, kill it.
Those are club rules. Now, we talked about Charity's brother nearby who showed up. He became undercover brother, right? And was serving as a bartender because he wanted to eavesdrop on what the guys were saying. What do you think about the way he played that role, for one, and some of the things that he heard?
I'm thinking that all those people are dumb if they thought that mustache was real.
And
look
hair.
How thick it was and the hair. But all of a sudden, all of this is just really stop it. I'm just looking at that mustache. I'm like, that can't be real.
Well, remember the one guy was like, man, you look really familiar. Don't I know you from somewhere? Did you wrestle in high school? Is that mustache fake? One person kind of figured it out.
Yeah, because that mustache looked super fake. Mm-hmm. There's no way. But I thought, I'm sure for him, it's probably difficult to hear mm-hmm. all these people talking about your sister.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That has to be really tough. Mm-hmm. But I think he played it fairly. I mean, he didn't get too involved. And I think I'd have been, for the guys, I'd have been really cautious. I'm like, hey, you're the bartender. You should be making drinks. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to ask me all this stuff. So what do you think? What do you feel? And I'm like, no, sir. Tito's and soda. No lime. That's what I said.
No lime and no questions.
Yeah, no lime and no questions. Do your job. Your job is not to get to know me. I'm not trying to get to know you. I'm here for her. But I thought he played it as best as he could.
Yeah.
And I didn't think he was going to – I was expecting maybe there's going to be some type of bombshell or somebody said something. You know, I can't wait to tap that. And yeah. He was like, oh, I got to run into it. But I felt like he didn't really hear much.
No, he really didn't hear a whole lot. Just – like, you know, hearing people say they want to kiss her and you know, that's the kind of thing. And just even like one guy, I think it was Michael, saying that he wasn't really into the petite body type, but you know, because he's lived in the South for 10 years, so he likes the curvy women. I'm like,
it's like Drake, I like YMM and BBW.
His reveal to the guys, though, that who he was, I thought was kind of funny. It was provided a little comic relief. But then you saw some of the guys getting a little nervous, especially when he said, so I'm going to go talk to Charity before she comes back in here. And they're like, uh-oh. Well, actually, the one person who was really nervous was Brayden because he wouldn't shut up. And he told him everything about kissing her.
Mm-hmm. And then when he had said, you know, they're talking about the first impression rose, Brayden felt that he thinks he's going to be the one to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to admire, I mean, this is a competition.
Yeah.
Right? You got 25 people competing for the heart of one person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all going to be nice. You got to level up. So I get what some of them doing. I get Brayden's weird personality. I get it. Mm-hmm. But he felt really confident. He felt a strong connection from that kiss. So I didn't think it was negative that he said that I think I'm going to get the rose.
I didn't think it was negative either. I just think it was kind of grade school of him because he was the fourth person to get the kiss from her. And she kissed everybody as passionately before you as she did you. So it was nothing special. It's not like she pecked everybody else as she tongued him down. She tongued everybody down.
Okay. You got sloppy fourths.
Yeah, exactly. And Iris, you're absolutely right. I thought the Bachelor franchise might have more money for that costume. Yes, they could have had somebody actually put on some real makeup on him and, you know, make him look a little more. Yeah, that disguise look. I could have bought that from Party City.
Yeah, I think that was the last minute audible. It's like, what? Her brother's tripping. He wants to get involved. How do we do this? All right, fine. What do you got in the trunk? I got a wig. I got a hat. I got some glasses. And I got this Velcro strip that we can turn into a mustache.
Hey, that's exactly what happened. So look, Charity, after talking to Nehemiah, comes back in to talk to the guys. And hey, Brayden, come here. And so we all, I don't know about you, but I was like, hey, she's about to rip him a new one, right?
Yes, but I was annoyed because I'm thinking that she's going to say something. It was all drawn out, dramatic, all for her to wind up giving him the first impression rose. And I'm like, this was 15 minutes. This is 15 wasted minutes.
Yes.
For this show to be dragged out for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So at least Ready to Love is only an hour. So it knows it's crap, but it's only an hour. This is 2 hours. I had to upgrade my Hulu subscription just to get through this because I kept having the commercials. And I'm like, I thought I didn't have commercials. And I realized I do have commercials in Hulu. I had to upgrade it just so I can get through this. So that's why I'm annoyed so far about the show. But he wound up getting the rose anyway because she liked the fact that he came across a little cocky and arrogant and made her feel like he was 100% all there for her.
Right. And that everyone was shocked. I was shocked. I think you were probably a little shocked too. But then we get to the rose ceremony and Black Aaron gets the first rose. Mr. R&B, he got the first rose, which, because remember, that's the one that her brother had as the number one draft pick.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Brother had to like him. So he gets the first rose. And then I'm trying to watch and pay attention to who's getting a rose. And I was like, wait a minute, Spencer?
Exactly.
You called out Crazy Spencer. He's going to get a rose.
He got the last rose. And you notice right before him, Doten, he looked like he was about to cry if he didn't get a rose. Luckily, he got one. But you're right. Spencer got a rose.
Spencer, you gotta move. You gotta bring the Shining to the next round.
No. You know who didn't get a rose? The same guy you talked about, Mr. Backflip himself, jump up on the countertop.
Yeah, he's gonna flip his ass right back in that limo and go home. And hopefully, he never does that again to impress somebody.
Oh, you know he will. Oh man. Well, look. Episode 2 rolls around. It's now down to what? Because he started, how many did they start off? Was it 25 guys?
25, 6 got eliminated. So we're at 19 for episode right. 2.
Day 2, in walks Jesse. And he had some colorful things to say about your guy, Braden.
Braden with that outfit. Because I saw the scarf. I was just like, okay, Abercrombie and Fitch, what are you doing? And then Jesse's like, hey, Braden, what's up with that outfit? He goes, did you get the first impression rose? So you just said, fuck it. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, good one. Get him, Jesse. And it seems like his earrings keep getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
Every outfit change.
You're going to mess around. He's going to have on some hoop earrings soon. My episode 5, he's going to have on some hoop earrings or some salt and pepper earrings from the 90s.
Yeah.
Look. We found out for this episode, we're going to get 2 group dates, 1 individual date. And they decided to do the individual date first. And who gets the individual date? The guy that was the number 1 draft pick for Nehemiah, which is Aaron B., who, the more I look at him, the more he looks like he's Draymond Green's younger brother.
Yes. Yes.
I was saying
the same thing. I'm like, this looks like the right Draymond. Like the original Draymond looks like a version that they tried. Now this Aaron looks like the Draymond that they should have perfected.
He ain't got no jump shot though. But first thing I thought about that too was like getting that individual date, the first individual date. Is that better than getting the first impression rose? Because remember, he was really upset that Braden got that first impression rose. He was really disappointed and upset.
Yeah.
But he got the individual date. That's better, right? Because even Braden knows that's better.
I'd rather have the individual date. You got hours of just one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first impression rose, she had a quick makeout session with Braden.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, probably spent 10 minutes directly with Braden. He's getting hours of her time. So I'd rather have the individual date and keep your rose.
Here's a perfect example of just because you didn't get the thing that you thought you wanted, hold up, the next thing might be better. Because he got the better thing, including the car. Like, Jesus, that is my dream car right there. That classic Mustang, except, of course, it's got to be stick shift, not that automatic crap. But it was good to see that. You notice something when they went out to the car, too, though, because they get out there. And, of course, before all the guys walk out, they're having a simple conversation. We expect one thing and then something else happened.
Yeah, I think Aaron was walking up to open up the passenger seat. To let her in. She's like, no, you get in. I'm going to go around. And I was just like, you go ahead on, Charity. You drive that Mustang. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool because I normally would drive.
Yeah.
You know, control issues, but I would normally drive. Anytime I'm going on a date, I'm going to drive. But the fact that she said, no, you get in and I'm going to get around here. And I can tell maybe Aaron was a little comfortable at first, which I probably would have been too. But then he just got into it. And I was like, I really like that about her.
Yeah. A couple of things I noticed on this date, too. No surprise to me that she said, so do you like old school music or current pop, R&B? And stop there. There was no mention of, there was no hip hop mention. No surprise there at all, right?
Maybe she's just not into hip hop.
Yeah, it might not be.
That might not be her thing, regardless of what sorority she's in or how she grew up. Maybe she just doesn't like rap.
Well, look. Some people will say, judging by what's out right now, can't blame her. The other thing was Aaron saying, hey, this place looks really familiar. And she's like, really? He's like, yeah, I think I've seen it on Grand Theft Auto. Been driving up and down these streets. I'm like.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, whatever, Aaron. I think they had a really good first date. I think the fact that both parents are military, so they have, there's a lot of commonality that they have. both their parents are still together. I thought being out the picnic just from the road or the side of the road, looking at the Hollywood sign was cool. But yeah. then actually walk up to the Hollywood sign mm-hmm. and be in front of that. I was like, you know, this is actually pretty cool. Pretty cool date. And then we finally find out about the coin.
Yeah. He finally admits to what we knew. Yes. We knew it. He finally, at least he finally fessed up to her that, and didn't even come with a second one. Like, no, let me just show you. It's a two-headed coin, right? All right, cool. I thought it was good that he did that. Well, they go to dinner after that, and Aaron admits to not being the best boyfriend in the past. They said he struggled with not listening, actively listening, and he had poor communication. But you like the fact that he went for therapy.
Yes. Get yourself some counseling. Sometimes you need it. It might not be need to be for years. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. But sometimes it helps to get yourself some help right. and help you figure out how to connect better with not only just yourself, but also the other people. So coming out of a four-year relationship, I'm glad that he went and got some therapy before he jumped into something new, or else he's just going to wind up repeating the same patterns. So good for him.
I like the fact that he said he called Charity a ton of green flags. We always hear about red flags, right? Very seldom do you hear about the green flags. And I just thought it was kind of refreshing to hear that.
It is good because normally what happens is when we see green flags, mm-hmm. we're trying to really prove why they're really red. You know, there's too good about it. This is too good. Something's too good about him. Something's wrong. Yeah. I got to find out why. And so I do appreciate the fact that he just called out. She's a ton of green flags. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that helped make her feel good. Although it seemed like she was feeling good throughout this whole date anyway.
Right. I wonder if that, what was her name? Elena?
Lauren Elena.
I wonder if that was, that could have been one of the red flags. It was for me. Why did they have to have a country singer? I know we're diversifying, but still.
Maybe she likes country. She says, hey, this is the type of music I'm into. Yeah. And they're like, who's available? Lauren Elena can do it. She'd be like, I love her. Oh my God. So good. So maybe that's who she got to come on the show.
Yeah, true.
Could you imagine being a performer and just performing for two people? Who are just dancing and just making out? No one else in the room?
Well, you know what? I will say this. Because one thing I did notice, when they started dancing, you noticed Lauren Elena even started smiling more. Like, she was just performing at first. But when she saw them start dancing and him twirling her around, you could see her in the background. She's slightly out of focus. But if you're just looking and, you know, observing the background, you notice her smile. So she got a kick out of it, too. You know, so.
Could you DJ for just two people? By themselves.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been in clubs where it felt like it was just two people.
I would love to see you do just two people. Womp, 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 womp.
Look, one thing you know, there are always some rough nights. Now, the first of the group dates, sun's out, buns out. How are you feeling about this? Because first of all, they get to the beach. They're having some fun thinking, oh, this is going to be some nice little fun beach games. Then Jesse shows up and everybody knows, uh-oh, something's about to happen. And it did. The fourth annual Bachelorette Dodge Bowl.
Yeah. So here's what I didn't like about it is they break out the outfits that the men are supposed to wear. And I'm like, had this been The Bachelor? Mm-hmm. And they break out these tiny thongs these girls are supposed to wear to throw balls at each other. It'd probably be a problem. If you look at the previous, from what they showed, the previous Bachelorette Bowl or whatever it is, dodgeball, they weren't dressed like that. Then did you also notice the fact that it was cold out? So a lot of people had jackets and sweaters. They're standing there chilling. When Xavier's getting interviewed, he says, yeah, you know, I just can't wait. I'm like, why would y'all do that to these people?
Well, let's be honest, though. One of the things they did show, because they showed the three previous dodgeballs, and they did strip dodgeball the last season.
Yeah. And I like the other person that from that last season who was like, I'm not doing this. He said, I think I feel if my parents and my daughter sees me doing this on TV.
Yeah.
No. And so I was like, kudos to that guy, whoever he was.
Yeah.
But you know, they get out there and they get in little skimpy outfits, and then now they break them into teams and it's go time.
Yeah. And it was a great battle going on. I think the biggest victim of this game of Dodge Bowl, as they called it, were the spectators. Because Jesus.
Yeah. You see that 90 mile an hour ball Caleb threw that almost hit the lady? I was like, damn. But you know who was freaking Xavier?
Yes.
That dude was a beast. How did he not get MVP? Yeah. How did he not get MVP? Xavier was lit.
First game, I'm like, because he's like, what they don't know is I play dodgeball all the time. I'm a pro at this. To the point that like, he must bully all these kids on the playground or something, because how is he doing all of this? Well, the thing about it is he's the early MVP. And I'm looking at, okay, I said, well, does he get worse? He never got any worse. He was constantly the best player out there, but they didn't give it to him.
No, they didn't. I was surprised. I wound up giving it to Adrian. Mm-hmm. And Adrian balled out too. I don't want to take anything away from what Adrian did, but I just thought it was going to be Xavier. And then so after the fact, who's going to start hating on Adrian? Your boy Braden.
Of course. Because, you know, Adrian, because he was the MVP, gets to go on the after party date with the winning team, right? And so he goes on there with it. And first of all, Braden gets some alone time and a kiss, of course, because everything comes with a kiss in this one. But when he gets back, you're right. He's hating on Adrian and saying that, you know, he wouldn't have picked him as MVP. He's like, I thought Caleb should have gotten it.
Yeah, and you just see Adrian just straight up annoyed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, okay, Adrian looks like he's going to go off at some point, so I can't wait. There's some buildup happening here. And then John, you know, gets some one-on-one time, and of course he gets another kiss. Mm-hmm. And I think they have that bond because his older sister and him have the same bond that Charity has with Nehemiah. So I think that's his, mm-hmm. and the fortune cookie. I think she's still hooked on the fortune cookie.
But he took, and he also took the lead to get the kiss too. It wasn't like, you know, a lot of the guys are letting her lean in for the kiss. Like she's the one going for the kiss all the time. And he was like, nah, you know, and she liked that.
She did. And I think the first time kiss, let her do it. Mm-hmm. But second time, Braden, Aaron B, they're going for it every single time now because they know they have the green light, which I thought was great. But then Adrian, though, that dude just started to annoy me a little bit. I can tell he was annoyed by Braden, mm-hmm. but he just started to annoy me with his whole attitude. You know, you're here for your daughter. You want to tell her why you're here, mm-hmm. and you're leaving behind a 1 year old daughter, which that's nice. But if I'm Charity, I'm like, I didn't ask you to do that.
Yes.
I mean, no. It's great. I didn't ask you to do that. Yeah. You made a choice. Mm-hmm. So deal with the choice. But then he spent most of that time just trying to cap on everybody else.
No, he spent the rest of the time. His first portion of the time was spent telling her how hard it was to leave his daughter to come. But he did it for her. And then the rest of the time was all about the other guys and how they think it's spring break. Nothing. He said he's there for her, but he didn't try to get to know her at all. He didn't try to tell her about him. And in all honesty, he didn't give her a reason to stick around. And Shireen even says, I watched the show too much. It was obvious that Adrian was picked to cause the drama with, he calls him earring dude, Braden. and we'll see that as we get a little further on. But, you know, next up was group date number two.
Mm-hmm.
Which was guys competing for a chance to have the longest kiss in Bachelor Nation history.
Whatever. So longest kiss in Bachelorette Nation history, 3 minutes, 22 seconds, mm-hmm. right? And so they're competing. And part of it was nice because they're trying to help Charity get to know them a bit more. But I got to give a shout out to Joey. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joey knew... He understood the assignment. Yeah. He's like, I am here
because he fumbled the bag the first night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm prepared. He ignored all the noise around him. He was mm-hmm. so focused on Charity the whole time. And then his answer about his best kiss, yes. I was like, hey, wonder what he's gonna do. And then when he said, yeah, she had this beautiful sparkling dress, and our first kiss happened to be the longest first kiss on bed. I was just like, dude,
but okay, get him. Come on, tell me you at least saw that coming. Because the minute he said to everybody else, I'm going to go a different route. I'm like, oh, Yeah, it's going to be about her. It was too obvious. Too obvious.
But that was smart.
It was. Like, who surprised wants to hear that about none of them else? Picked up on that.
Yeah, who wants to hear about someone else? You could go on a date and tell your date, hey, so one time, the best kids I ever had, 2 years ago. This girl was awesome. She's so fine. Like, who wants to hear about someone else?
Right.
Make it about this person. So that's like, Joey, you did it right. But I'm like, all the guys had to just sit and watch for the 4 minutes and 24, 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. You just had to sit and watch this person kiss the person that you're trying to date. I'm like, see, this is why I couldn't be on this show.
You know what hurt the most for them? The last 60 seconds. Because they said, all right, the record's broken. And they're still going. And they're still going. They're not going to stop. They're never going to stop. That was the hardest part for those guys. They're like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. And you just got to stay. I'm like, I would want to be out by then. Like, at that point, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do this. Because I don't want to kiss you now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could you honestly kiss somebody you just saw kiss someone else for 4.5 minutes almost?
Well, guess what? They weren't going to get a chance because Joey got a one-on-one date too.
Yeah, he won.
So he gets the one-on-one date, right? And before we get back to everybody else at the house, because the guys go back to the house and they're like, well, I guess all of them are coming back. Nope. Joey's on this one-on-one date. What did you think of his one-on-one date with Charity?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was a great date. And, you know, he shares more about himself, about why his parents divorced, because he did bring that up in his intro about them being divorced, but they co-parented really well. So we find out his dad came out as gay when he was in kindergarten, but he still had the same love from both of them. I'm looking at Charity, though, because the way Charity is, my observation, she's just like, yeah. As if I'm not really interested in this. I want to get back doing some more kissing. Because that's what I'm here for. You know, so she was listening, but it didn't seem like she was, like, really interested. She just wanted to get back to the makeout sesh.
So Charity's a dude. I got you. All right, got it.
That's oh, crazy. Really? Oh, baby girl, I'm sorry about that. Here, come here. You do the kiss on the forehead.
That's what it sounds like with her right now. It's just like no kiss goes to waste out here. That's what. But back at the house, Braden, when the guys they get back and they're telling him, "Oh, yeah, Joey's on a one-on-one date. You know, we had this competition and he won, and he got a chance to do the longest kiss and all this other stuff." And all of a sudden, Braden throws a fit when he hears about it. He's like, "Wait a minute! You know how classless is this?"
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's just really pissed.
I'm like, did you forget you're on the show? And here's why I think Braden is pissed, because you can't be someone who has bitter feelings of being cheated on and come onto a reality dating competition show going after one person,
right?
Because you can't handle the fact that that person kissed someone else, because that's what happened in your relationship. So I feel like that's what Braden's issue is. Dude, you got to be able to get over the fact that you were cheated on.
So he needs the therapy that Aaron went to.
There you go. That could possibly help him.
The next day, because you know, here's the thing. He throws a fit to the point that he says, I'm packing up my stuff. If I don't like what she says when we see her tomorrow at the cocktail party, then I'm leaving. Like, so he really packed up his shit to go. And like, okay, like. So the next day, they say there's no cocktail party. We're going to have a barbecue instead. Cool. Doten finally gets his one-on-one time. Didn't impress you much. It didn't impress me, but it was cool to see that when he broke out his green card or his alien identification card, and then he gets a kiss out of it. Because it's the same card I had.
Do you still have it? Alien. Do you keep it with you every day?
No, shut up. I don't even know what that thing is.
Oh, it was special, wasn't it? Go ahead. Anyway. The card was amazing.
for him, it was, though. And I think it meant a lot for him in that space. And I think that's
I get
why,
it.
You know, and it's one of those sentimental things for him. You know
but I mean? I do like the fact that Doten was like, yeah, so before I get out of here,
I don't you need kissing, that long
you kissing everybody else.
Can a brother get a little bit?
Yeah, I'm leaving with something.
Can the drummer get some?
I just want a taste. That's what I'd say. It's just a sample.
He said, you know, even if it's just a peck. And then she, of course, does what she does and tongues him down too. Like, Jesus Christ, girl. Does your tongue not know any limits?
Do we want that in a relationship? Probably not.
But would everybody know?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. It's like,
I'm just saying. Well, Brayden gets some more one-on-one time. What'd you think of his conversation with Charity?
I think he's being just super sensitive, mm-hmm. and being a baby about it. But also, just after that interaction, I feel like Brayden is on this show to get a show. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Brayden is really here for Charity. I think he's just being his crazy, wild, authentic self, right. Hoping that someone else will be like, hey, remember that Brayden guy from The Bachelorette season 20? Mm-hmm. We should reach out to him.
Right.
And have him come and be this whatever. So I feel like that's what his end game is.
Well, it's interesting because we knew he was just being a child, right? Or like Iris says, being a man child, right? In the whole sense of I'm packing up my stuff and I'm going to leave. We knew he wasn't going to leave because he told her his feelings. And she's like, well, look, whatever. Again, she's a guy. I'm just going to say it because she's like, all right. No, tell me what you feel. If that's what you think, that's cool. Tell me what you think. We can always talk about it. Just bring your stuff to me. Let's go. Don't beat around the bush. Talk to me straight. Let's get it out of the way. So they do that. At least she thinks so. Until the tattletale, Mr. Snitch.
As we were talking about earlier, it seems like every show that has a bunch of guys on it,
yes.
There's always one Gil. From Married at First Sight. There's always a Gil that's going to be the one person to spill the tea. And I'm just, as I've been watching, I'm like, okay, Adrian is the Gil of the group. And he's going to use his one-on-one time to spill tea.
He threw him under the bus, drove over him, then backed it up again and drove again right over him. I'm like, yo, this is twice that he's had alone time with Charity and never spent the time to get to know her. He hasn't even gotten a kiss. Everybody else has gotten a kiss. I think Jesse Palmer got a kiss from her. He barely got a hug because he's too busy running his mouth. What is wrong with this guy?
Well, I think this is a difference in age. Charity's 27.
Yeah.
Adrian's 33. He has a one-year-old. Mm-hmm. Adrian doesn't have time to play games. Mm. But Charity's 27. She still has plenty of time to have fun and hee-hee and play. He's not about any of that.
Yeah.
And so I just think that he has a role to play on this show. There's no chance. Yeah. There's no chance that Charity is going to want to date Adrian. Because if so, she would have kissed him and thanked him for spilling all the tea. But you got no tongue action for being honest.
Mm-hmm. That's a great... Great point. We already seen undercover brother. He's serious brother, but he's also nosy tell-all brother at the same time. I mean, like this guy, man. So but Jesse comes back and tells them that Charity left because she got some upsetting news. Here's the good thing. Because they're like, well, who talked to her last? And Adrian's like, I talked to her last. And I said, and at least he owned up to what he said. And you see Brayden over there just rolling his eyes and like, dude, like, come on, why do you keep bringing my name up? When I'm with her, I'm not bringing any of y'all up. Why do you keep bringing my name up? And you know what? You may not agree with Brayden on a lot of stuff and going around bragging about the kiss and all that other stuff. And he talks too damn much when it comes to that. But I agree with him there. Why are you talking about me on your one-on-one time? Your limited one-on-one time.
And Brayden is 24. I mean, you got to factor that in. He is 24.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Adrian, you're 9 years older than this cat.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, he's acting like a 24-year-old would do that's on TV. So I'm like, why y'all tripping? Don't waste your time. If you're really there for Charity, mm-hmm. every moment you get, talk about your connection. And so with Charity, I honestly feel like every one of these shows, they already have it planned out. Who's going to get more connection? Who's going to be what? Mm-hmm. And who's going to get it on? Because all the other guys that she's having good connections, make out sessions with, they're doing what you and I are saying they should be doing.
Yeah.
All the other ones that aren't getting, I think it's just for a reason. Like, they already know, yeah, we got 25 guys, but she's going to really get close to these eight. And then out of these eight, she's going to narrow it down.
And we need some excitement for the rest of the show. But here's my question for you. And because it really does feel like Adrian and Brayden, they're going to be there for probably half of the season or maybe another couple episodes. And then one of them is going to be gone and the other six around for lower.
Brayden's going to make it further than Adrian.
Yeah.
Put money on that.
Yeah, definitely. He's been in more promos so far. Yeah. Always at another reason. But stop. here's my question for you. Who's the bigger liar out of these two, Adrian and Brayden? Who's the bigger liar? Because is it Brayden? Because he told her how upset he was, but didn't say how he said it was classless for her to be kissing all these guys, right? Or is it Adrian who says he's there for her, but every time he has alone time with her, he's talking about everybody else and not even trying to get to know her? Who's the bigger liar?
Adrian.
That's what I said too.
Yeah, Adrian. I mean, you're on the show for what? I ain't here for all this. I'm here for her. I'm here for getting love. Okay, well then act like it.
Yeah. He has that better I'm better than you syndrome, and he's not, and that's the problem. We get to the rose ceremony, and of course there's a lot of tension there because you're expecting I even like the fact that some of the other guys, even before then, are like, yo dude, what are you doing, man? And they're a little upset. They're like, you know, just get rid of both of them, just let both of them go, we'll be fine.
Yeah, they could probably, but then there's no more drama.
Exactly.
Can't do that.
It wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
Can't do anything that crazy. You gotta get rid of all the drama. So yeah,
we're here for
all these idiots over here. Yeah. Think we're really here for love? Think we really want that? No. We want ratings. If love comes out of it, bonus.
We have both Brayden and Adrian get the roles. Now Brayden gets the last roles, right? Here's what I like about what he did. First of all, if he goes up, he's very dramatic about it, which again, she likes. She likes the overly dramatic expression of intent and love, right? And then even when they break, everybody's back in position. All right, that's it. He's the first one to run over to go grab a hug from her so that before anybody else can. Mm-hmm. And then even stands up after, well, let's do a toast to you.
Right. Yeah. Which I'm like, well played, Brayden, because mm-hmm. you are competing with all these other men. Mm-hmm. who are trying to date her. So you got to constantly find ways to stand out.
And that he's definitely done. So looks like it's going to be an interesting episode for the next one. Because let's see, we've got episode 3 on Monday, right? So I'm going to be out of town all next week. So we'll probably have to do that probably either next Sunday or the following Monday before the show airs. And maybe we look at Tuesday to do episode 4. But we'll be here weekly again just to get caught up on this. Now that we're finally caught up, we got episode 1 and 2 out of the way. And now that we're kind of caught up, we'll be back on more of a regular schedule. But a couple things that showed up in here. Shireen says, I'm fascinated with you guys' black male perspective. I love watching and it's entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she also said, but definitely agree that all the makeout sessions inevitably lead to the engagements failing, but they keep making these shows and I keep watching. You know, it's the thing. We talk about these shows like, you know, oh, we can see what they're doing and we still keep watching them.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, because you got, there are some people who got married and mm-hmm. they're still married mm-hmm. and they had a whole lot of makeout sessions, especially on The Bachelor. You got some where he slept with 2 or 3 of them. You know, on the night where they can give them the key,
yeah,
whatever that night is, and they're still together. So it just all depends on maybe where people are at in their own personal life, their own sexuality, their morals. Some people can go on TV and kiss a whole bunch of folks and don't think anything of it. Some people would have a problem with it. Who knows?
Two early predictions. Two things here. One, do you think she sleeps with any of these guys on the show before making her final decision?
Yes.
More than one?
Yes.
We just said she was a guy, didn't we? So,
well, I mean, yeah, you just don't tongue everybody down, but you're going to keep the coochie secret. Yeah, I mean, come on. And again, there's nothing wrong with
that. You
didn't
even think about it. You were just like, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
She's going to sleep with more than one person before she makes her final decision. Mm-hmm. Yes, she probably will. And nothing wrong with that.
It's her decision, right?
Yeah.
So question two and a half. Who do you think, early predictions, way too early predictions, she's going to pick? Because I want to say Xavier or Aaron B, but I just don't know if they're going to give us that black love we want.
I don't think she's going to pick a black guy. And I don't think she's going to pick Aaron B because it's starting out too perfect. How many times have we done reality shows and recaps? And in the beginning, oh, well, this is great. And then it goes by the Spencer. It's going to be Spencer. I don't know. I don't know. I can't say that she's going to pick. It's not going to be Brayden or Aaron B. I'm leaning towards John.
You think John?
I think John will be the person she's going to go for.
That'd be good. Karen says it definitely won't be Brayden. You're right. John might. You're right. You know what? He could be the silent killer.
Yeah. Predictions. Right. Thinking John. They got the brother sister bonding thing and all that. John is smart. I mean, to be a data scientist, have you ever interacted with a data scientist? I had to recruit one and worked with one. They're freaking amazing. Amazing people. So I think it's going to be John. I think I don't see a sleeper that's going to pop up. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of these people that we've seen her interact with and make out with. Mm-hmm. But I don't think all of a sudden like Doten's going to pop up and be the guy.
Right. No, I think it's cute, but he's not going to, I don't think he even makes it past, Doten is not even going to make it past the halfway point of the season. We know that. Even though I understand this season is supposed to be shorter than the normal Bachelorette season. I think I saw an article pop up about it. I didn't get a chance to read it, but it's saying that it's going to be a shorter season. Her season is going to be shorter. Of course, it's going to be like February, 28 days.
Well, could be because of the writer's strike.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's February.
Black Bachelorette. I give her a few episodes. Before we get out of here, a couple other questions that popped up very early. Is it Dorica says no more Ready to Love? I thought you'd reconsider when Tommy popped up and asked you to do it. I thought you'd reconsider.
I don't know Tommy like that. He ain't my daddy, you know. It's just like, no. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was so cool that you get a chance to interact and meet people like that. And the fact that he took the time to do that, I thought that was amazing. I think it's great. But no, tell him that. I'd rather him come on our show so I can give him some feedback.
Yeah, the funny thing was somebody's like, hey, so you go get him on the show? I'm like, if he watches it, he won't come on. If he watches what we said about last season, he like, he probably won't. And Melissa said, see, again, people asking about it. Melissa said, I missed it. What about Ready to Love? Are you going back?
Nope, I missed it. I'm not going back. Never. Never done Ready to Love. Never done Ready to Love.
I tried.
Again.
I tried. And we know somebody who's on the show this time, too.
I don't. No, not doing it.
All right. Prayer warriors, I guess those prayers weren't strong enough this time.
You didn't stop. Yeah, you can blow those candles out, everything that you did. It's not happening.
You throw those crystals away.
Yeah, throw those crystals away. You know, go ahead and mop up that chicken blood that she cut up. Whatever you did, whatever God you prayed to, that you try to get me to Ready to Love, not happen.
Oh, well, we know Married at First Sight is about to come back anyway, so there'll be that one. We'll be back for that. And look out for the regular episodes. They'll be on the way back as well, too, man. Appreciate you guys always hanging out with us. Love the feedback. I love all the comments in the live chat and love the fact that you guys are constantly here with us. So appreciate you. Make sure you hit that like button, too.
Yes, please. Thanks for hanging with us on a Saturday night.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers. Water bottles up.
Mm-hmm.